Hi, I'm Professor Clive Holmes, the Dendron Research Director for Dementia in the South Coast and also Clinical Director for the Memory Assessment and Research Centre in Southampton. In research, we know that we can spend up to half our time trying to recruit patients for studies, and this is very valuable time that we could be spending actually carrying out the research. Local recruitment's also become more challenging recently following a reduction in the number of people referred to our research centre from traditional sources. So we decided it was time to make some changes. Over the last 12 months, we've been working on a project to embed research into the clinical practice of staff across Southern Health NHS Foundation Trust. We wanted to develop a culture within Southern Health whereby research became part of the discussions clinicians within older people's mental health services routinely had with their patients and carers. Overall, of course, our goal was to increase recruitment to research studies. To achieve our aim of increasing the pool of potential research recruits, it was identified that clinicians should, as part of their routine care, identify people who would be willing to be contacted about research opportunities. What we needed was a system in place whereby this willingness to be contacted about research could be recorded and then that record become available to researchers. Importantly, we wanted the process of recording this consent to be as simple as possible for our busy clinicians. Southern Health uses an electronic patient record system known as RIO, which I know is used across other different centres across the country. Unfortunately, RIO doesn't currently have the facility to record the research consent in the way we would like. We had to find another way. As it turned out, at the same time as our project was running, another team within the Trust were working on a way of recording consent for patients' mental health notes to be added to a Hampshire-wide health record. To achieve this, they were developing a standalone consent utility. When we became aware of this, we were able to, with the support of the Southern Health's research department, to add a second question to the consent utility. This second question asked patients if they would like to be considered for any relevant research project within the Trust. With this consent in place, we can now access the patient's up-to-date and clinical information from RIO and then use that for our research. The plan is for the consent utility with its research question to be rolled out across the Trust during 2013. The hope is that the initiative will end up with a list of people with cognitive problems of varying severity who researchers can then contact to take part in various studies. Recording consent electronically in this way could become the mainstay of our future recruitment strategy. It should also go some way into meeting the Prime Minister's challenge that at least 10% of people with dementia should be able to take part in clinical trials.